Hi everyone. Welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 30. I'm Dina.
I'm Millie.
Today we're talking about our favorite hip hop tracks. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories at headphones on underscore, TikTok at headphones on underscore, and our Twitter at underscore headphones underscore on. There you'll also find links to previous episodes and playlists. Feel free to hit follow on all the above to stay in touch with us. Let's get into it.
We're
We're
back.
back after a summer hiatus.
We're back. I need to know, how was the weather over there? Dina was off.
I was off. I don't travel. I went to London. It was like rainy when we got in, which was fine. Like it doesn't matter because I'm also from the Midwest. It rains here. You know what I mean? Like there's not really much difference. It was a bit chillier, but then towards the end of our trip, it got warmer, which was nice. But the rain, I mean, we still just took umbrellas and trolled around, and it was nice. It was a really great time. I love the city. It's a great, great, great
London,
city.
it's incredible. I
Yeah.
love London.
So
Love London.
what's your favorite part about London?
It's definitely like probably the city life. I
Yeah.
just and the fact that it has all these little nooks
Yeah.
everywhere, plus the history of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love it. They have great restaurants. There's so much to see.
Yeah.
The museums are insane. I love Tate. I love
Okay,
Tate
so
Modern.
here's my I love Tate as well, but I think they didn't really have any shows going on outside of like the Yayoi Kusama exhibit, which I just went
They
to see.
didn't.
Not really. I mean, they had like exhibits, but so as a person that usually works in three-dimensional objects, the sculpture selection that they had, I think they own, left me wanting. It really, like, there was a really great interview by Jennifer Coolidge, and I saw this on social media where it's like, go see the crappiest play if you're an actor, see the crappiest performance, see the crappiest movie, and you feel so much better walking out of it. And honestly, I had that experience at the Tate Modern.
You
I
did.
swear, yeah, I walked out and I was like, I can't wait to just get back and start working because this is complete shit that I saw in here. And I was so happy to experience that. And I mean, no hate to the artist or whatever, but I was just like, yeah, I can do this. This is good. I'm good. I'm good.
It just, I mean, did you just see parts of the permanent collection or
Yeah,
just
I
current
did.
exhibitions on it?
I think parts
Yeah.
of the permanent collection, it was okay. Like it wasn't anything to write home about.
I've been really lucky. I've been four times and I still need to see more. Like,
Oh, it's
it's
never, but
crazy.
it's like New
It's
York,
never
though.
enough.
You're
It's
never in
never enough.
Paris. Exactly. Like, it's never enough. Like, Chicago is pretty small. I think the only thing that we really can't keep up on here is like restaurants. There's always a
Yeah.
new restaurant to try. But otherwise, I mean, Chicago's kind of like chill. It's small. It's like easy, you know. But
I
my.
prefer Chicago to New York.
I, so do I. I'm not going to lie.
And
So do I.
I'm gonna I'll like,
I
and this
prefer
is a hot
London to New
take.
York. How about that?
Oh my God, I prefer London to New
I
York.
prefer London much more. I don't really care for New York. I'm not gonna lie.
I prefer New York to Paris though. And I get killed when
Oh,
people say
really?
that, but I prefer Madrid to New York. So it's just
But do you know what's funny is I, with New York, like having gone there like maybe two or three times, I can honestly say with my whole heart and soul, I will never live anywhere but Manhattan. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You're not. The
I
train
get that.
system is so stupid in that city. Like when we were in the tube is so efficient, makes so much
No,
sense.
oh
It's
my God,
beautiful.
Madrid too. And I'm telling you, yeah, no, the tubes, once you experience
A good
the
system?
two a good system,
Yeah.
you can't go back to bullshit.
No.
Like
No.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you. But I
No.
would rather live in Chicago than New York.
Amen. No, same.
But
I'm
probably
not.
the cold will kill me.
No, because I'm here to keep you warm. Hello. Like, I'm here to cuddle you.
I was like curious. I'm like, I wonder if she is dying of heat the way I
Oh, wait, in London?
no, because I'm like, is she gonna get hot weather? Because the heat has been so unbearable
Yeah,
here,
yeah.
and I didn't know if you were gonna get some nice. I'm glad that you got some chili.
We
You know what I
did. We
mean?
did. We got some chilly
I
days
was
and
like
like,
hoping that you would get like a little bit of sweater
yeah,
weather.
and I friends in London were so just apologetic over the weather, and I'm like, you guys, I'm literally I'm from Michigan, and now I live in Illinois. I have 10 changes in one day. You're good. Like
Dina,
I'm used to it.
it's been horrible here.
Oh my God,
It's
hot?
been hot, unbearable in Miami. I did tell you, I'm retiring jeans until October. I don't want to see denim. I've been wearing
It's
dresses
hard.
and skirts and tanks, and my friend's like, "Oh, you're trying to be cute." No, I'm trying to be naked.
Yeah,
I'm
you're like,
trying
I'm
to
trying to
wear as
cool my
little
body down.
clothing as possible. There's no such thing as being cute in Miami in the summer
No,
anyway. Like,
no,
you've got
no.
your hair done. Actually, no, you didn't. It's dead. Oh, you
Exactly.
did. You have makeup. Oh, it just melted off your face. There's no such thing. I'm like, I'm not trying to be cute.
Millie, you know what's funny about Miami? When I went there for the first time in March of, I think, like 2015, my friend was down there. And so I was visiting my friend. I literally, and that time I had like really blunt bangs, right? Like long dark hair, blunt bangs. But I remember Mills like stepping off the plane. And in March, the humidity made them like raise a little bit. I had like Betty Page bangs, which was still
I would
cute.
have warned you. I would have warned you about
It was
that.
so cute, but I was like, dang, like it's really like that. Like, this is crazy.
Is so disgustingly bad. It's just bad. I'm just like,
Yeah.
I know she's getting better weather than me. So
Yeah.
I was like, okay, our girl's doing fine. Our girl's doing
I
fine.
know you're so cute. I did. I picked you up a little, just very, very small something. I think it's an interesting read. So
Ah.
we'll see. We'll hope you have to get it in the mail like maybe this week. But yeah,
I still
otherwise,
have to send you stuff from Beirut.
listen, we have
I've
to
been
send each other
awful.
stuff. No, don't worry about it.
Okay,
Don't
so
worry
this is
about it.
me and Dina. We're constantly sending each other stuff.
She's my pen pal. She's
We'd
my.
be ultra obnoxious if we lived in the same city.
I would just be like, can we meet up for coffee? I have something for you. Or I'd drop it off at your doorstep. I'd be like, I went to the Arab market. Here's some more like Arab food. Like, just take it. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay, back to regular schedule.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a long time coming. So
Yeah.
happy 50th birthday to hip hop.
Happy birthday, hip hop. Like, what a revolutionary genre.
This is insane. I'm so happy about this. I'm so happy we're doing this. And it wasn't enough to do one because we're going to give you two.
Yeah,
So,
one this week and one next time.
yeah,
Yeah.
so this is a two-parter because it has to be because we were
Yeah.
going to go crazy.
Yeah.
But starting off, what do you love most about hip hop?
So I think it's the creativity of people that weren't in the beginning weren't using instruments and using pre-recorded materials or sounds to convey a whole new melody. And then you're rapping over it, and rapping to me is just, it can be, there's so many ways to sing a song. There's so many ways to rap a song. And I just think the combinations are really interesting. Also, in doing this episode, the lines between hip hop and rap for me get blurred after like the mid to late, like the late 90s. It becomes really difficult to differentiate like what's hardcore hip hop, like hardcore rap, and then hip hop. But I absolutely love it. I love it. I think the cleverness of the lyricist is just, God, when you have a really good lyricist, again, some sick, sick beats and music and samples, it's like magic. It's
It's
magic.
magic.
It's
It is.
magic. What about you?
Same. The
Yeah.
creativity, the artistry, I will never grow tired of this genre.
Yeah.
And everything that goes along with it, like the beats, the turntables, the
Yeah.
sampling. I mean, thank God for those New York City block parties because
Yes.
they gave the world a gift. And
Yeah.
I've learned so much about music through hip hop. I always say that hip hop brings out the music nerd in me because I
Yeah.
want to take in every drop and absorb as much as possible
Yeah.
because you never know what you're going to discover.
Yeah.
And so far, everything that I've discovered has been incredible. Like, and I also find hip hop and rap to be empowering. If I ever feel down on myself or insecure, I just play Tupac, and that feeling is completely gone within minutes.
Right.
Like, you have to listen to some gangster rap sometimes. Like,
Yeah.
all of a sudden you hear first off, fuck your bitch, and the click you claim,
And you're like, yeah,
and
that's
you're
right.
just done. I'm just like, okay, job done. I'm over it. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? It just gives you that fuel. So I love it. I love it.
I agree. I
Yeah.
totally agree. Okay, let's get into our picks. Millie, what's up first?
Okay, so Dina knows I had a really hard time narrowing down songs for the playlist because I had way too many and it was just getting out of control. So I paused and I thought, how exactly am I going to tackle this? And I decided to start from the beginning and highlight the songs that made me fall in love with hip hop in the first place, like songs from my childhood and teen years. I cut a lot of worthy songs, but this is only an hour-long show. So I'm thrilled that we're doing a part two. But first up is something like a phenomenon, White Lines, Don't Do It by Melly Mel. And well, I think this is just Melly Mel. Sometimes it's credited as Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel. Apparently there was some friction between the two.
That's sad.
I don't know what happened there, but released in 1983. And I thought it was important to start the playlist with a classic. Because you really can't escape that beat. And the song, obviously about drugs, cocaine, and the DeLorean, and you know.
DeLorean, yes.
Yep. So it was written by Melly Mel and Sylvia Robinson, who she is someone I find fascinating. She was the founder of Sugar Hill Records and a producer and a singer. She was part of the doo-wop duo, Mickey and Sylvia. And they had a hit back in the 50s called Love is Strange,
I
which had a
love that
revival.
song.
Yes, it's from Dirty Dancing. I think it got that like revival around that time when that
Yeah,
movie came out.
it's a.
It's super cute, super cute. I mean, she
I had
is
no
known as the
idea.
mother of hip hop. Yeah.
Wow.
So without her, we wouldn't have a Rapper's Delight. Like, she's responsible for so many of the old school hip hop tracks.
Wow.
And I just love that a woman was instrumental and behind the most influential songs of the genre. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. That I didn't know. That's amazing.
Next up is Going Back to Cali, LL Cool J. That was written for the Less Than Zero soundtrack released in 1988. It was written by LL and Rick Rubin. And this is probably the first hip hop song I've ever heard. Like that I remember listening to, along with like Beastie's like Brass Monkey and Fight for Your Right. That was my introduction to hip hop. So like the video is pretty iconic. It's black and white. You can't escape it. And we'll discuss Beastie Boys in a future episode. I feel like they definitely deserve their own episode, I think. And we might have something fun planned with white boys of hip hop. We don't know if we're gonna do that. But we might do that. I think you and I should totally do that.
Like a
Let's
white
see.
boys of hip hop, that would be
Yeah.
just that a very
That'd be
short list.
fun.
It
It's a
would
short list,
short
but
list.
there's a list. There's
There's a
definitely a
list.
list.
Definitely like
That
short. Definitely
would be
short.
like maybe we could do a mini episode on that. We'll
Yeah, that
see.
would be cool. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see, guys.
That's a good idea though.
Yeah. Supersonic by JJ
Yes.
Fad,
Yes.
1988. This was my favorite song when I was little in the 80s. I was obsessed with this song. I wanted to be friends with JJ Fad. I wanted to be the fourth member. I thought they were the coolest. Yes, I know the lyrics. I mean, I remember we had, I don't know if you had this growing up, we had a channel that would play videos all day long, The Box.
No, I don't really remember.
The
No.
Box, well, it was called Video
Okay.
Jukebox Network back in the
Okay.
day. And I would just run to see this video. And the breakdown at the end, dope. It was just so good, so good, so good. The Humpty Dance by Digital Underground.
He died recently, didn't he?
Yes, yep.
R.I.P. Gregory.
Gregory, Shock G, Jacob, the one that put the sand in on your panties. We love him. That sucks. Just R.I.P. He was amazing. I mean, who can that wardrobe of his? Come on.
Oh God, I love this song and I used to love
You
to hate
know,
it and I love it now. I like.
I love it. This had to be included. Come on.
Do you
Like,
do the dance?
I.
Because you're the choreographer out of the two of us.
You know
Do you do
what?
the Humpty dance?
I took a year of ballet to just really be able to do the Humpty Dance. Okay, no. We need to discuss this because first of all, how is that? Where did that bass line come from? How is that legal? The like
Yes,
how did they that bass line?
it's so
Okay,
good.
it's so good. Okay, so it's Gregory, Shock G, Jacob. Okay, formed the group in 1987, and they were influenced by funk groups from the 70s, which makes total sense. And just like a 60s psych band, they've had, I think, about over 100 members throughout the years.
Jesus.
Their most notable member was Tupac.
Wait, what?
Tupac was a member of the Digital Underground, and apparently Shock G gave him his break.
Wow.
And speaking of, he's next. So the next song is I Get Around by Tupac off the album Strictly For My N-I-G-G-A-Z, 1993. This was my first Tupac album, and it had Holler If You Hear Me and Keep Your Head Up. Yeah. I believe Tupac Lips Now was the debut album of his, but I love this album. It's a really, this song in particular, it's just a fun song for summer, and actually was released in June of 1993. So it is a good summer song. Shock G is in it, rapping along. So
was he wearing his Groucho Marx?
No, he wasn't on this. Shock G was pretty cute.
He was cute.
I thought he was adorable.
I love that he had to make himself silly to be like taken seriously. okay, pretty boy, calm down. The world was made for you anyways. You're a man.
You know that I kind of like, I have to say this. I've always liked guys that were not afraid to be uncool. If you know what I mean.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? I always kind of like that. You know, they're just not afraid to be uncool. And
they just don't care.
They just don't care. So yeah, that part is really cool.
Humor. He was funny. He was a funny guy. Shock G was cute and hilarious.
We love it. Hilarious. R.I.P.
Yeah. And also, I think it takes a kind of intelligence to be, you have to be smart to be that funny.
Yes, I agree. And his vocals were sick.
Oh,
he had sick rhymes.
Yes, he did. The satin on your panties is my all time. Like,
that's the best line ever.
And you know what? You know what I'm mad about? We weren't around. We weren't old enough to date around the time that we would have heard that line back when we were out at bars. Because you know how people like lift stuff from like movies and TV shows and like lyrics, you know, for like a pickup line. I never got that pickup line. I never got the "let me put this head on your panties."
Like, you never got that pickup line.
I mean, no, did you?
You never got the like, your name must be Candy because you look so sweet.
None of it. Not you. You have you fallen from the sky? Not you're running through. Are you tired? Because you're running through my mind. None of it. I just got hey.
Lord, no, yeah. I haven't. I probably had one. To be honest, like I really don't know because that's the thing. Like I can't remember. I didn't get a lot of like corny lines. I don't think I did either. I'm the worst person to ask about stuff like that because the only man I really seriously dated was my husband. Like, that's the only man I've been with.
Yeah.
Like the guys in high school really don't count because were they really your boyfriend if it was for a week?
No. Speaking of, no, because I had a boyfriend for a week in high school and he broke up with me because I wouldn't kiss him. But internally, I was like, but you're not cute.
Like, oh, I got dumped because I wouldn't have sex. I got dumped immediately.
So look at us.
He literally said, I swear, he literally said, I hope the next guy gets further than I did. I'm like, damn, dude.
How rude.
Yeah, he said that. I was like, well, anyways. I mean, you're just making me regret that I didn't do it with you.
Yeah, wow. Like, Jesus.
Oh, gosh, lame. Lame.
So lame.
But. This is hysterical. Okay, moving on, guys.
Yeah.
Moving on. Other Fish. That's perfect. Perfect segue. Other Fish by The Far Side. Off of Bizarre Ride to The Far Side from 1992. One of my favorite hip-hop albums ever. It's genius. Their follow-up album is also really good. Lab Cabin California.
That's a cool name.
It's a really cool name.
Yeah.
Rebirth of the Slick. Cool like that. It's Diggable Planets off of Reachin', a new refutation of Time and Space in 1993. Diggable Planets is Ishmael Butterfly Butler of Shabazz Palaces.
Yeah.
Which we love. We love Shabazz Palaces.
Obsessed.
And we'll discuss them in part two. Mariana, Ladybug Mecca, Viera, and Craig Doodlebug Irving. They almost seemed, for me at that time, like a world apart from hip hop. From the hip hop I was listening to at that time, because they were this new and exciting trio with jazz influences.
Yeah.
And their sophomore album, Blowout Comb, from 1994, is incredible. I really think that it's a work of art. Is every song is perfection. I'll add one of the songs to the playlist. Sadly, they broke
Yeah.
up shortly after its release, but they reunited in 2005, I think, and they continue to perform live. So if you're a fan of Shabazz Palaces and you don't know that he was part of Diggable Planets, I was looking at photos of Diggable Planets and Ishmael looks so young, but I guess it was 30
Yeah.
years ago, and of course he
Yeah.
would look like a baby.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that cr like they look so young?
Yeah.
And because, we're fans of Shabazz Palaces, we see how he looks now, but
Yeah.
he looked like a baby. He looked like a baby back then. I
So funny.
honestly recommend Diggable Planets. You guys, you'll love it.
Yeah, I agree.
Next up, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yes.
Off of Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers, 1993, East Coast hip hop. And the members are RZA, GZA, Ol' Dirty Bastard, Raekwon, Ghostface Killah, Inspector Deck, U God, Master Killer, Capadonna, and Method Man. Yes, I know all of them. So my favorite member changes because if you asked me in the 90s, back in the 90s, it was Method Man and now it's Ghostface Killah. But I love RZA because I think he's an incredible producer.
Yeah,
And he
but I
does
also,
film scores, really great film scores.
I always forget about Inspector Deck all the time.
Actually, he had one of the best solo albums, I think, off the off their all, when they had individual solo records. And obviously they're still rapping. But I remember hearing Wu-Tang Clan for the first time and thinking that there was nothing like this. I ran to get the CD. I completely scratched it up, got another one. Like I heard sampling, but not done like this. No one was kung fu sampling.
Well, the thing is like again, it's intelligent, like it's so niche,
Yeah,
and
no one was
it's
doing this.
but they took something and made it completely their own. Like nobody is ever gonna touch what Wu-Tang did. Nobody can. It was like a one-time thing. Do you know what I mean? Like
Yes.
it's just this is how intelligent these guys are, is I just love them so much. And like, you know, every inner nerd, like even if you don't follow like kung fu movies and whatever, it's still like the references make sense. The lyrics are so intelligent and they're so slick and they just, oh my God, I will never not love Wu-Tang.
I am obsessed. Obsessed. They really did. They stood apart from everyone else,
And I
and
mean
they
like
made this tremendous impact on hip hop.
Hundred
Because
percent. And the
people that
names?
were not into hip hop, actually, I knew people that weren't into hip hop that like Wu-Tang.
Right. And I mean Old Dirty Bastard. That
Come
name?
on, come on.
That name? I mean, you know what I mean? The GZA and the RZA? Are you serious? Like it's
There's
just
so
good.
it's
It's
just
so good. And then
obviously
Capadonna, and you're
sampling.
like, and then
What the
Capadonna's like,
hell?
what mafia are you from? Because this is a crossover. Like, what are you doing?
Honestly, like I honestly love this album. It's one of the greatest hip hop records ever made, and I highly recommend if you guys are a fan of Wu-Tang to check out their documentary of Mics of Men. And those of you that love Wu-Tang, I actually have the definitive playlist. It's called Shaolin Shadowboxing and the Wu-Tang Sword Style. I created the definitive playlist.
Hell
It
yeah.
includes all my favorite tracks. Plus tracks from their solo records, only the first album because we'd be here all day. And it's a good 2 hours. It's the playlist is on private, but if you want it, shoot me a DM. Send head
Share,
send
yeah.
share like I'll share it with you guys. Just shoot headphones on, go to RG and shoot me a DM and I'll send it your way. Or just message me on personal if you want it.
She'll send you the special playlist.
The special playlist, the
That's
Wu-Tang.
right.
It's
You're
insane.
curated. It's your curated Wu-Tang playlist, and that's what everybody needs.
You gotta listen to it. I even included Logic's Wu-Tang Forever because I love how he got them all together. Obviously, except ODB, may he rest in peace.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Gone too
But
soon.
it got mixed reviews, but I really like that track. I truly believe it came from a good place and he's a real fan. So definitely check out Enter the Wu-Tang, which if you like
So
Wu-Tang
good.
Clan, you already have that album. It's so
Yeah.
good.
Amen.
Next up is Wheels of Steel by Outkast off of ATAliens, I think. Atliens. Atlanta Aliens, 1996. It's their sophomore album. Fuji Laugh from the Fuji off the score, 1996. It's Fugees are Lauryn Hill, Wyclef Jean, and Pras Michel. This album blew my mind. It's like the entire record is phenomenal. Every song is phenomenal. They blended reggae, R&B, funk, and hip hop. Really, really good. I think Fugees made a big contribution to hip hop.
Oh, 100%, 100%. But also, I didn't really realize that Pras Michael, is it Michael or Michelle, got into
I
legal trouble?
think you know, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I'll send you the information. Like, I sent it to my girlfriend. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, you didn't know? I'm like, clearly, no, I've not been in the loop.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's interesting. I forgot what exactly, because there's honestly, there's so much news that happens every 5 minutes. It's hard for my little brain to keep up. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I have to just turn off the news because there's too much going on. But yeah, no, I read about it over the summer and I was like, what? Question mark, question mark? Like, what is this? But yeah,
Huh.
it's crazy. Yeah. Anyways. They're still good though.
They're amazing. It's a really good album. So
Yeah.
good. Gossip Folks by Missy Elliott, Under Construction 2002. I needed to include Missy. I love the video. I
Of
love
course.
Missy.
Yeah.
And the Jump Off, Little Kim. I think she's one of
She
the best rappers ever. I'm
and
gonna
she
say it.
doesn't get the credit she deserves. She was shat on. Everybody chewed her up and spit her out. And I feel like the same is happening to like Nicki Minaj and like these rappers that are aging that are female. And it's like you have to respect them. She did like, she was she the first female rapper? No. But was she amazing? Yes. Did she influence a lot of younger generations? Yes.
Yes.
And I feel like I feel like she's owed her dues. And I don't know. I don't really, everybody just makes fun of her for all the work that she's gotten done. But it's like, man.
I hate how she's been treated.
Yeah, she's
Because she's dope as
amazing.
hell. Like, she's
She's
dope.
so talented. Don't
Like,
take like don't just reduce her to something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fine, whatever. People get work done. Okay, but like she's still an incredible artist.
I get really sad when I think of her because I do kind of think she was taken advantage of,
A hundred
and
percent. 100%. Yes, I agree.
like it's just really hard to be a woman in any business, but I
Yeah.
imagine very hard in this particular business. And
Right.
she's not the only one,
No.
and it just sucks.
Yep.
But
It's sad.
she's just one of the killest rappers. I mean, she's just sick. She's
She
sick.
is so good. She's so good.
She's so good. But this is probably not her, like, I don't know if you'll think that this is her best song. I just love it. It's a fun song.
It
Love
is,
it.
and it's a classic, right?
It's
Like,
so good. So
yeah.
good. And last is Saliva by MF
Yes.
Doom, released under his pseudonym Victor Vaughn off of Vaudeville Villain 2003. And this around this time is when I was introduced to underground hip hop. And I wanted to end it with this one because I was starting to become more familiar with independent hip hop artists.
Right.
And in the beginning, all hip hop was underground.
Right,
And then it
exactly.
reached commercial success, which is amazing. But I want to specifically end part one with MF Doom because my taste for hip hop changed around that time. Like, my love for underground hip hop grew. And it was the kind of the direction that I was mostly going to, because I wasn't listening to the kind of hip hop that was being played on the radio at that time. I really wasn't into Ja Rule or 50 Cent or Nelly or even Eminem. Like, I really wasn't
Yeah.
into Jay-Z, which
Right.
is kind of like,
I'm still
what?
kind of not, I'll be honest.
To this day, no,
such a
I'm not
controversial. He's
either.
not my favorite. I don't really care for him, I'll be honest.
I mean, for the
Let's
exception
just,
of Kanye, who I do think.
I do, but that's like Jay-Z's just like Beyonce's husband. That's it. That's it.
That's it. I mean,
Beyonce's husband.
to me, this is like where the new playlist starts for me.
Yeah.
So that's it. What about you?
Okay, so mine isn't in the timeline order, but it's just kind of I try to stick to as early like the 80s and the 90s as possible and not jump into the like the 2000s if I could help it. I'm starting off with Unity by Queen Latifah off of Black Rain from 1993. This is an obviously early hip hop track by a female rapper discussing women's, especially Black women's issues in the Black community. And she's trying to kind of like discuss the verbiage that male rappers use when talking about women in their songs or in daily life. And she's like, I'm not a bitch or a hoe. Like, and another lyric is like, I love Black men from infinity to infinity. And that's the thing too. It's just kind of like, when this came out, I was young, right? I was like, what? I don't know how old, but young. And I heard it, I loved it. I didn't really understand the song. I was like, oh, this is a song about women. I love it. But as I got older, I realized how kind of amazing that was at that time that she came out with this song. There
It's
wasn't many,
incredible.
yeah, there wasn't really many female rappers. I mean, there wasn't, right? Like, but nobody was really coming out with anything kind of quite like this. And I read an article where Tupac also came out with a song. I forgot what it was called. But yeah, I mean, just trying to bring awareness to Black women's mistreatment and abuse. It's
Well, at the
still
time, there
happening.
weren't that many. It was probably, I've heard of JJ Fad, but it was probably
Gigi
her and
Fad, like
MC Light.
Salt-N-Pepa, MC Light, like, because Salt-N-Pepa can still kind of like consider them rap artists, you know? So, but yeah, no, nobody was, I mean, MC Light was probably the most like, I call this like conscious rap. Like, this is like conscious rap for me, even though it probably didn't get that terminology back then. But yeah, this is the most like relevant, real life, conscious. Like, so I really, really, really love the song. And I love her. And I love all of her movies. I'm such a Queen Latifah movie fan. I've seen, I think, all of them. Like, I love them. I love her. She's such a good actress.
She's great.
She's
Oh my
great.
God. Actually, if you love her, like you've heard of the Dana Owens album.
Oh, yeah, that's her name.
It's
No. Is it
yeah,
good?
that's her. That's the where she only sings standards.
Shut up. Really?
It's beautiful.
Okay,
Her
good.
version, actually, get that album. Her
Okay.
version is just listen to the whole thing. Her
I will.
version of California Dreamin' is gorgeous.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's a beautiful album. It's a like the kind of album you'll put it on and forget it and like just play it all the way through because all
Okay.
the songs are beautiful. She has an amazing voice.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? She's like a triple threat.
She's no,
Well, I know
it's
she can
so
dance. She's a
nuts.
double threat. Does she dance? I don't think she dances, but
No, but
she's just
this album
gorgeous.
is gorgeous. You would love
Okay.
it.
Okay. I'm excited. Thank you. The next one on my list is Get Money, the Notorious B.I.G. featuring J Junior Mafia off of Conspiracy from 1995. I mean, so when I was younger, I was always East Coast hip hop. Like, West Coast was fine.
I
I
was going
liked
to
it.
ask you,
East
is
Coast.
it East Coast or West
East
Coast?
Coast. East Coast for me. I love West Coast, don't get me wrong, but
I got to
for
say West
me,
Coast.
really? Why am I
I
always alone? Nobody
swear.
likes East Coast, just me. No, but
No, but
I
I well,
love
the
West
first
Coast,
ones,
but I love East Coast. I love East Coast hip hop. And so for me, it was Tupac was number two and Biggie was always number one for me in my heart. And I who doesn't love him? And this is such a slick sound, backing the smoothest rap lyrics rapped by the smoothest rapper ever. And he sampled Sylvia's Drippin's You Can't Turn Me Away. And my favorite line is, guess you could say, use the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? So much. And the
Sick.
other part is like, my Moschino Ho, my Versace hottie. I want somebody to call me their Moschino Ho and their Versace hottie. Like, how cute is that? I'm not gonna spread like mustard though. I will stand by my man. Okay, thank you very much. What? But yeah, I love, 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 love. And the another one of mine that's my favorite, but I wouldn't necessarily say, see, this is where the line between rap and hip hop is blurred. But the Ten Crack Commandments is one of my all-time favorite songs by Biggie. So good. So smart. Lyrics are amazing. God, he was so R.I.P. man. He was so good.
So good.
All right. Next is Let's Ride by Q-Tip off of 1999's Amplified. And this is just a song about loving your car. Literally, he's talking about TVs in the backseat via the headrests, and it's like you're transported back to MTV's Pimp My Ride, okay, which I used to watch religiously because I like cars. A great summer jam to blast with your ride or die in the passenger seat. And it's produced by the greatest of all time, Dilla. The samples in this, right? The samples include Giant Steps by Joe Pass, Humpty Dumpty by the Vibrettes, and UFO by ESG, which who we mentioned before, which is great. Next is Flavor in Your Ear by Craig Mack from 1984's Funk the World. It's a cool song that samples Pepperbox by the Peppers. And the remix features Notorious B.I.G., LL Cool J, Busta Rhymes, and Rampage. Just a classic 90s hip-hop song. Just yeah. Simple, beautiful, wonderful. You can't get better than this, you know?
Yeah. Craig Mack's cool.
Yeah, like, amazing. Chief Rocka by Lords of the Underground off of 1983's Here Comes the Lords. And again, another quintessential sound of the early 90s hip-hop, complete with, like, record scratches, like when the DJ, like, scratches a record. And it's just so... takes you back to a time and place. They reference Jimmy Hoffa, who, if you're in any sort of union or from the Midwest, you know about Jimmy Hoffa. And I was from the Midwest. I'm from the Midwest, and my dad's a union member. And he was a head honcho union guy that went missing in Michigan in the 70s. And it's like, and it's so funny. Every year, they're like, oh, every time they like have to go into the lake for something, like the feds do, we're like, oh, is Hoffa? They finally found Hoffa. It's like, no.
It's like the never ending joke.
Yeah.
It's the never, Hoffa yeah, is the never Hoffa, ending joke.
Midwestern source of lore and tall tales. And because they reference Jimmy Hoffa, this is a must in my book. And the samples include, what is it? Drum Pan Sound by Reggie Stepper, Twine Time by Alvin Cash and the Crawlers, and Amen by John Coltrane. Yeah. And okay, sorry to do this to you guys that are listening, but I couldn't pick one Tribe Called Quest song.
You can't pick one.
No. So yeah. I mean, on the playlist, I will choose a few. I'm not going to put them all out there, but I highly, highly, highly recommend you just listen to all of it. Just everything. Just listen to the entire discography, because they were such an influential band in the 90s, and they were kind of like the De La Soul and the Diggable Planets, where they were kind of a bit more like, they were fun like the Beastie Boys, but then at times they were really, it was like conscious rap, it was like hip hop, it was just so good. And Fife Dog, RIP forever, my dude, like his lyrical ability was truly one of a kind, like a short king with jokes and lyrics for days. And me, as a short woman, I appreciate a short king. I understand the plight, you know? And also you, and I know this is why you like them too, but their use of samples. What a gold mine of good music.
So, so many gems. It's never ending. Literally never ending.
No. All right. I'll move on. RIP, Fife. No. I love you. Diabetes, man. Fucked him up.
We love Tribe Called Quest. Listen to all of it.
Okay. Next is Feel So Good by Mace off of 97's Money Talks. And so slick, so cool. It's such a vibe, right? Like the slick 70s sampled bass line, Care of Hollywood Swinging by Kool and the Gang, and the bad boy kind of lyrics they pulled from Mammy Sound Machine. And like, whatever. Like, I have many mixed feelings about Puffy, and he's all over the 90s. Like, you couldn't escape him. Especially
you can't escape 90s. It. Yeah. You cannot.
And like, I have a lot of theories about him, but due to like all the signed NDAs that are out there, I can't confirm anything that I think. So I'll just keep it to myself. Like, I've just
allegedly. We don't want to get sued.
No, I mean, but they're not
listening to us.
They're not. And we didn't even say anything. I didn't say anything about Puffy. I don't really like him.
We're not mentioning Puffy or Diddy or anybody
or P.
Like, none of it.
I'm so happy Cassie got out. I'm just gonna say,
and Team Little Kim. So
yeah, exactly. Team Little Kim. Anyways, moving on, because he sucks. But yeah, great song. Mace is amazing. The next is Children's Story by Slick Rick off the Great Adventures of Slick Rick from '88. He literally, what a perfect name for him. Like, he couldn't have just. He is slick. Like, he is the smoothest guy in the game.
I loved his look. He was distinguished, I think.
He really was cute.
That's the best word I could come up with for his whole vibe.
Yeah. And nobody else sounded like him. And
No
well,
one sounded
no,
like him. It's
at
amazing.
all. So obviously he's the greatest storytelling rapper ever. And the song only used one sample, which was Nautilus by Bob James. But this song was sampled 117 times. The most popular sample was on Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Guys,
This
it's
song,
everywhere. It's been
and I
sampled.
mean, as a producer of this song, how do you not just like pat yourself on the back every night before you go to bed? Like
You have
everybody's
to.
sampling yourself. Exactly. It's
You have
amazing.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Next is Step Into a World, Rapper's Delight, KRS-One off of 1997's I Got Next.
Oh, I love KRS-One.
Yeah. So from genius.com, it references the rapture. KRS-One borrows the idea to make a conceptual song that invites us to step into a world where those who are hip hop pray and worship MCs, DJs, anything that is a testament to hip hop, and be taken away to a hip hop heaven in the rapture. So it's cool. Like, they sampled songs from Rapture by Blondie, The Champ by the Mohawks, and Ah Yeah by KRS-One. So he's like sampled himself, which
Of course,
I
because that's how you do it.
100%. If I was a musician, I would do that. I'd be like, you know what?
I
I'm the
sample
fucking
all
best.
myself all day.
I'm
The
the
hell?
best. I'm gonna put myself on this record.
Yeah.
I'm so good. Okay, the next one, Thuggish Ruggish Bone by Bone Thugs and Harmony, Creeping on a Come Up,
Oh,
right?
love
From
them. Love
94.
them.
Another slick song with a distinctive 90s sound. The bass in the song would sound amazing on some like trunk subwoofers. Remember those, Millie, back in the day?
Shit.
Exactly, riding around and some dude has like subwoofers in his like fucking trunk. It's like, bleh, bleh, like it's so shitty. I remember sitting in my cousin's, like at the time it was cool, like their Honda Accord red, and it sounded like I was in a fucking tin garbage can because they had like crazy speakers. I was like, my ears, man, like this doesn't sound good. This is not a vibe. Oh my God.
The boy I dated at the time, who was a DJ, actually drove a 1973 Impala convertible.
Shut
You would
up.
have, I wish I had photos of that car. He was like, we stayed friends. So,
Man.
and I would have never talked to him
You
again. And he literally wanted,
went around in that car with him? Girl, you're so lucky. Good for you. Good for you.
He was nice. He was really nice to me. I
Right.
obviously like he was a few years older. He was out
Right.
of high school and he had
That's
his own place. So of
yeah.
course he had girlfriends.
Yeah.
But we stayed friends. I thought, okay, I'll never see him again. But he's like, no, I like you and I want to keep you in my
Oh,
life. I'm like,
nice.
oh, okay.
That's
So,
sweet.
but it was really cool. He gave me like if I needed a ride, he was there.
Oh, that's so nice. We love a generous king with a cool car.
He was actually a short king.
See, short king. He's like, look at this tall Lebanese Cuban drink of water. Look at this gorgeous woman on my arms.
Really cool. He was
That
really
is
cool. You would have
cool.
loved this car, Dina. Like the interior was white leather. It's everything that you could possibly, it's everything. It's
Was it red?
everything. Yeah.
Red always is out exterior
Red?
to a white interior. If the
Yes.
ex yeah, so yeah, oh, that is
I
nice.
wish I had photos of
Damn.
that car. Actually, I don't have photos of him. I wish I had photos of the car. But
I
yeah,
love that.
he was very nice. He was a nice guy. Always very respectful of me because my mother would kill him.
Good for him.
But
See, that's nice. We love a respectful short king with cool cars. I wonder what he's doing now. I wonder if he still has the car.
I don't know. It was, I
Anyways.
mean, it was, a, it drove really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, he did take care of it, but we don't know where
We'll
the Impala
see.
is right now.
Well, since we're reminiscing about cars, the next song is They Reminisce Over You by Pete Rock and CL Smooth off of Mecca and the Soul Brother remixes from 92. And just like storytelling over the most beautiful samples. And the samples are Today by Tom Scott and the California Dreamers, When She Made Me Promise by The Beginning of the End, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud by James Brown. So this was inspired by the death of their close friend Troy Dixon, or Trouble T. Roy of Heavy D and the Boys in 90.
Oh, I love Heavy D.
I know. And then he was talking to the Village Voice in 2007, and Pete Rock said, I had a friend of mine that passed away, and it was a shock to the community. I was kind of depressed when I made it, and to this day, I can't believe I made it through. The way I was feeling, I guess it was for my boy. When I found the record by Tom Scott, I basically just heard something incredible that touched me and made me cry. Oh, it had such a beautiful bass line, and I started with that first. I found some other sounds, and then I heard some sax in there and used it. Next thing you know, I have a beautiful beat made. When I mixed the song down, I had Charlie Brown from Leaders of the New School in the session with me, and we all just started crying. So
Oh.
it's incredible that, again, what we were saying in the beginning, you and I, why we love hip hop, it's like you're taking, like you can make your own sound, but you're using kind of other sounds and other, you're remixing something and you're sampling something and you're creating something new. And this is a tribute to a friend and it's just so beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
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 The next and last song for me was, oh, you're gonna laugh. Speaking of Short Kings, I wish.
I
I
wish
wish.
I was a little taller. I
Old
wish I
School Dub.
was
Yep. By Schema from
a
his self-titled
baller.
I Wish from 1995. And basically, okay, listen, my tall queen. This is what I sing to myself all the time. I sing this on the daily to myself. And my favorite parts are obviously I Wish I Was Taller and I Wish I Had a 64 Impala. Like, that's it. That's all I need. I just want to be taller and I want a classic car.
Lord,
And the samples
I
include
want
Spin
a
It.
classic car. I
You can have it though. You live in the perfect place for it.
no, I can't have the one I want. Like
What do you
I
mean?
want a Jaguar E-Type.
Oh,
The one
fuck. I love
I those are like
those.
because they're like this quirky car with this giant
Oh,
snout. It just looks
God.
like it has a giant nose. I
Why
love
couldn't
it.
you have it? You could have it.
So yeah, so I'm a terrible driver. I t public transportation and I walk because you don't want me driving you anywhere.
But like that's why you're a passenger princess and just your husband will drive you.
I'm telling you. But if I were to, if I mean, obviously I get the E-Type, but I don't mind a Dolomite
Yes. Oh
from
my
back in the
God.
day.
Oh my God. I love it. I love
I'm
it.
essentially a pimp. Like I would drive.
Listen, I just saw a video of a pimp that had better hair than me, and I was like,
You know
that's.
they have better hair than you.
I know, but
Oh.
that's not fair. I'm so upset. Like, long and luxurious with like a slight wave to it. That's annoying. Like, how hard do I have to work? Now I have to look like better than pimps. Like, are you serious?
The
It's
Dolomite was such an
hard.
odd car.
Well, it's okay. It's cool.
I like quirky cars. I like the ones with personality. I do. I
Yeah.
like
I
a
like them
quirky
all.
car.
I'll take
I like
anything.
a.
Like, it's like my dating life. I'll date anybody. Like, I have no
You have
preference.
good taste. You actually like, don't go by me, guys. Dina has the best taste in cars.
No, I like your taste in
But
cars. I like them all.
it's hard. It's hard to
It's
pick.
hard. Well, anyways, like we can start off with CeeLo, 64 Impala. Like, I'll take it. I'll take
Yeah.
that. You'll take it. Yeah, me and you in the car, like Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
Samples include Spinnin' by Bernard Wright, For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield, and Love's Taken Over by Shantae Moore.
Oh, good. So good.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it for me.
That's it.
Yeah,
Oh,
I know.
it
It
was
was hard. I
crazy.
really, really,
It
it
was
was
it's
really
hard.
hard. It's hard. It's not easy.
We didn't know how we were going to do this because it's so many
Yeah.
and like you need some sort of structure.
Yeah, you do. You have to limit yourself.
You have to, and if we cut your favorites, we're so sorry.
We didn't
It,
mean to.
maybe we didn't mean to. There may be in part two.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. What'd you listen to today?
So it's been an interesting mix of like this week I had a whole day where I listened to Celine Dion and I love her so much. And then I also listened to okay, this is gonna sound terrible, but the playlist on Viet or on Spotify is called like Vietnam War Music.
Oh,
And it's all from the 60s and 70s.
we have, by the way, guys, we also have a good playlist on
We
Songs
do.
of Protest. We
We
do.
do. We do. We do. So we'll have to put that up there again. But yeah, it's just stuff from the 60s and 70s. I've really been into my like not like prog rock 70s, but just like classic rock 70s.
Oh, I love, I, you know,
Like a lot of
I dig
Bob Seger,
70s.
Stealing, yeah, Steely Dan,
Yeah.
yeah, just
I
stuff
was
like that.
listening to Rafferty just yesterday in my
Oh
office.
yeah.
You know I love Jerry Rafferty.
Yeah.
And Bob Seger is my boyfriend. Bob Seger is my boyfriend. I love Bob Seger.
I love his voice. Oh,
he is so sexy.
He is. Do you know who's really? Do you know who me and my sister and my friend fight over all the time?
Who?
Okay. He's made a comeback on the Clock app, but I'm going to give you one guess. His career started in the 70s. I have mentioned him on the podcast before. He is a white man. He has a great voice. He went solo. He was in a band.
Okay. Yeah, but there's a lot. It's a lot.
Okay, he has facial hair and good hair. Does that help?
But they all have good hair. Okay,
not really. Phil Collins doesn't.
Well, not anymore. Not anymore.
Okay, I'll just tell you. Michael McDonald, we all fight over him. We fight over him.
He has good hair.
I mean, it's all white now, but yeah, he has good hair. And
he has good
voice.
Hair, but always
and
had good hair.
And he had a duet with Patty. Mm-hmm. And
we love that duet.
God, I love that. I sing it like I'm getting divorced, and I'm like, bitch. I love that. So sad when they sing it. I love it. I'm in there cleaning my house, and I'm like doing my husband's laundry, and I'm
listening
like,
to Patty.
Like, you are a bad man. Like, hi, honey.
Chris is like, what the hell is she listening to?
He's like, are you PMSing? I'm like, yes. Now I warn the poor guy. We've been together for a while, but I'm like, hey, I'm just sensitive this week. FYI. He
Love
just
it.
Like, laughs at me because I'm like, I'll watch things on purpose to make me cry. But anyways, yes. Michael McDonald. But yeah, like Doobie Brothers are wonderful too. So I've been listening to a lot of them.
What have I been listening to? I've been loving still Janelle Monáe's new album, The Age of Pleasure.
Okay.
Really cool album. Well, actually, it was just released like a month or two ago.
Okay.
Perfect for summer. Ooh. One of those light, airy albums. Fun. I just love it. And I was a big fan of Dirty Computer, so I really like Janelle Monáe. I've been revisiting Madonna.
I do that once in a while too. What album?
I'm going to say this. I really believe, and probably no one's going to agree with me, but I think Music is her best record.
I love that record so much. Music.
It's so good.
What was the one? Music. Confessions from the Dance Floor was really, really good too.
I think probably that was the last album that I loved, that in American Life.
I really just
tuned out.
Like the 90s and early 2000s Madonna was my favorite era.
We should definitely think about an episode to her.
Yeah, for 100%.
Because that would be over an hour. But yeah. we definitely should.
Yeah.
And she'd what else? R.I.P. Sinead. I was actually, died, I was listening to The Lion and the Cobra. I always revisit that album and when I haven't heard it for a while. Because it really is a really special album.
Yeah.
And she has the voice of an angel.
Yeah. She looks like an angel. She just...
We spoke about Sinead in our pilot episode. Yeah. We're really sad about her passing.
Yeah, but... she was really like, she wasn't meant for this world. Like, nobody understood her here, and it sucks.
It really does.
Yeah, it really sucks. Because she wasn't saying anything that wasn't true. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She was, before the investigation, she was saying it before any reporter was talking about it. Yeah,
this is way in the 90s, and everybody was up in arms, and it's like, you know... Yeah. She suffered for it. She definitely suffered for it. Like people, her peers were mad at her. Like, that's crazy.
No, she was booed and that pretty much ended her career.
Yep.
And it's a shame. Listen, guys, to The Lion and the Cobra. It's a really good album. And if you're not even at all familiar with Sinead's music, definitely give that album a listen because it's so good. I'm always going to love it. It was a gift by my best friend. So I'm always going to love that album.
Sad.
Shame.
Yeah.
Sad.
All right. Well, thanks again for spending time with us on this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests. Feel free to reach out to us via our Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.